Victory is fleeting. I understood that my ED shell shock occurred as a result of a series of traumatic incidents. Failure in the bedroom, ridicule, low self-esteem. I was amazed at the impact ED was having on my life. The challenging part for me was that ED seemed to be beyond my control. Answers were elusive, and all the rationalization in the world wouldn't conceal what I knew to be true. I was lying to myself. Feeling inadequate as a man was a big deal. In fact, it was a huge deal. So much so that I finally worked up the nerve to speak with a doctor about my issue. I even thought I saw some light at the end of the tunnel when the doctor prescribed ED drugs to stimulate blood flow to my penis. While expensive, I happily paid, thinking this was going to be a great solution to my problem. Yeah, not so much. These drugs didn't work for me. So here was yet another epic fail, at least from my perspective. I felt all was lost. I felt as though I was back where I started. I truly began to believe that I was destined to be a confirmed bachelor. I convinced myself that no one would want a relationship with a decorated warrior who could not wage war in bed, so to speak. Instead of going on the offensive, I turned to a defensive posture. I built impenetrable walls. I kept everyone at a distance, and I made my environment safe and tried to paint a rosy picture of the place I was in. The illusion I built lasted for a good while. My golf handicap was single digit. I excelled on the job, and I could go anywhere I wanted, whenever I wanted. Life was good. Not so much. In reality, I was depressed. I desperately wanted a caring companion. I wanted to be married. I wanted to have an intimate relationship. Still, I was terrified of what encountering another failure might bring, and so time marched on into my early 50s as I accepted that the joy of victory could often be fleeting.